And welcome, welcome, welcome to the November 3rd, 2016 version of Dr. Jeffrey and the Madman. I'm Dr. Jeffrey.
And I'm the Madman.
What's going on, Madman? Just had a big bowl of, what was it, rice and chicken, I
say? Rice and chicken. We got Pop-Tarts.
We got Pop-Tarts for dessert.
We got some of those
molasses cookies.
Sorghum cookies.
Yep.
And enough diet coke to feed an army.
Nobody can say that we don't live right.
Right.
DJMM Studios. We're doing well. Last night, the Cubbies won their first ever national pennant, national title.
Well, since 1908, right? I think
is that what it was?
I think
108 years,
said.
I know.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
And
for anybody I know can remember.
You know, even people who watch baseball don't know. Even if they're not a sports fan, they know the Cubbies curse. And it's broke. I mean, there's no excuses now. But a lot of people, I think it was America's team they were rooting for. But how many people knew that the Indians haven't won for 40 years? And they deserve it too, but
didn't they? They didn't win recently.
Well, for 40 years, I guess is what I heard. That it's been 40 years since they've won a World Series.
I thought they had won recently.
Well, that's my point. Is the attention was?
Yeah, just kind of robbed their thunder.
It's kind of like when you're going to have a baby, but somebody else is going to have a baby at the same time, and your baby don't seem as important.
Yeah, they're going to have twins.
Right. Well, you heard about Geraldine? She's having a boy. Well, you know.
Geraldine.
Anyways, we're gonna probably talk about that a few times tonight, just bring it up, because Chicago is a huge city.
Chicago
and you think
is a
that
big
they
city.
Would
it's
they would
town.
Be contenders, you know, in sports, but especially baseball. But the Yankees have been kind of tearing it up. And I don't know if you noticed it, but that guy Chapman, he was on the Yankees a few years ago. And this is an interesting fact. The fastest pitch recorded in Major League Baseball history was from that guy.
Really?
Chapman. He was throwing 99, 100, 101 in the World Series last game. But his record that's on record, 105.4 miles an hour, or 0.1, 105 miles an hour. If I could throw a ball 105 miles an hour.
If I had a car that would run 105
miles
an hour.
Yeah, what would you do with 105 miles an hour?
I don't know. If I had a car that would make it 105 miles.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I can't say that. No, I can't insult my little Toyota.
Yeah,
I love it too much.
That thing kicks, doesn't it?
I love it too much.
Hey, I got a Toyota too, and remember, I couldn't control it in the alley.
That's right. It was getting out from under you. It was like being like kind of bronchy tonight. It was the cool air. The boys of October. That's all good. That's happened. That's over. I wonder. I hope there were no riots in either city, in either Cleveland or Chicago last night.
That's what
I thought. Victoria's team.
If,
that's the first thing.
If they
that goes
win
from my
or
mind.
Lose, something bad had to happen. Because did everybody not go to work the next day in Chicago? Was everybody hungover? You know, I just wanted to know what happened. And I think Chicago would be a great city to see. And I've never been there. I'm not much of a traveler, but we decided to talk about traveling.
Yeah, we talked about travel. I do like to travel. And we touched on this too. I like to travel if I've got just a little bit of money to spend. I really don't have to be to travel in first class or business class or, you know, any class. I'll drive, you know, whatever. But I want to have a few bucks to spend when I get there. And I'm not talking about a whole lot. I'm literally talking about a few bucks.
No, if you wanted to, you wanted to get a little bit of the experience of going. It's like going to New York and not having any money. Yeah, you can go walk. But what do you really want to do? You probably want to do something that's going to cost...
Yeah, plan for one thing.
Something, you know.
Plan for one... At least get a tour. Would that'd be pretty cool. Let's look here, since
what would you do? Have you been to New York?
I have not.
What would be
I married a woman from New York one time, but I've never been there.
Was that... I guess you planned that, but you didn't know she was from New York.
Well, she was from upstate. She wasn't from New York City. She was from Corning, New York.
Do you think that if people live within 50 miles of New York, they always say, I'm from New York?
I'm from the city.
I'm from New York.
From the city.
From New York.
Well, they're quick to tell you if someone else says they're from New York, but they're not from the city. they'll point that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're from Utica. They're from upstate. They're not from the city. So I don't. There's some certain amount of snobbery involved with the even the scumbags that live in New York City. But no, I would. That's one. That's on my bucket list.
Central Park and the Statue of Liberty. I'd probably end up doing the lame things that everybody's like, yeah, he's a tourist.
Yes, I'm a tourist.
But I want to do the stuff that you know, I would want somebody to be like, a tourist would never hear of this place. I want to get the real experience. You know, like, you ever watch Lucky Louie? Or Louie. No. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
You know, Louis C.K.?
Yeah, Louis C.K., man.
When he's walking through
Louis
town
C.K.
and he goes to that underground comedian club and he grabs a slice of pizza that's as big as his
whole
body.
Takes two bites of it and throws it
in the trash. That's what I'm talking about. I would want to go see something that's, like, been there forever that you just would never know.
Yeah, you know, you can tell just walking from the house to this comedy club.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just going to work for a couple hours and make his $5,000 and go home or whatever it is.
I have to say that I think that I've always felt this way. Never been to New York. I feel like if I went to New York, I would just get mugged or stabbed. Is that, how would you describe that?
I'd say that's stereotypic. Well, that's just what our impression is of New York, of any large city. I'm sure there are cities that are more dangerous. Did you know that Tulsa is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America in terms of murder per capita? Man, Tulsa's a tough town.
Yeah, it is.
It's a rough place. And one night last summer, and I hope I'm wrong about this, but I don't think I am. I think there were 6 murders in one 24-hour period, unrelated. Now, my goodness, Tulsa's only a city of about 300,000 people, if that. Now, that's a lot.
What is different about that city that would make it happen more? Do you think it has anything to do with the economy and people being poor,
maybe? I don't know. I don't know. It was a
poorer state. You know, we are pretty low in that if you start comparing.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity in Tulsa, and it has been an energy-oriented industry state, the energy being either oil or natural gas. And maybe since those jobs went away, people did become more desperate. You know, as those field jobs go, when they leave, so did the office job. There's no need for an office if you don't have anybody working in the field. Mm-hmm. So those people who worked in those offices are gone. The people who maintained the buildings were gone. The maintenance people. The janitors, they're gone. And the people who fixed those people's hair. It all comes together. It all rattles down around their ears. So it could be. Times are tougher and people get meaner.
It exploded from oil, remember? Tulsa's an Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Tulsa came around because of the oil boom.
The oil boom really kicked that town up and put it on the map. But that changed. And technology and the future, robots building stuff, you know, that kind of stuff.
I'd just like to throw something out real quick. It just hit me. When I was a kid in the early 70s, a guy named Bob Gregory, he was a reporter for Channel 8 in Tulsa, KTUL. And he produced a series called Oil in Oklahoma. And it was about that era, the golden age of oil, from, say, the turn of the century till the first depression, or the Great Depression. And it won an Emmy. It was an Emmy winning. Yeah. Huh. It was a little kid. Oil in Oklahoma, Bob Gregory. And they just ran it for an hour each night for a certain number of nights. It's like a mini series. It was really ahead of its time. And I would like to take that and redo it. Or see someone, if not do it myself, see someone redo it with the technology that we have now. Because if it exists, and certainly it does somewhere, it's only available on grainy tapes of VHS. Because even in the early 1970s, there were no VHS tapes. There was no Betamax. That only came along about 1979, 80, I'd say when the first Betamax I saw was about 1980, 81, about that. And so before that, there was nothing. It was all 8mm or 16mm.
And nobody really watched movies.
No,
that
you
way.
Either watched it on TV when it came on or you missed it. That was it.
Right. You couldn't, like, rent the Pee Wee's Big Adventure and go home and watch it on.
There was no way to do
it.
Well,
I know that movie wasn't made then.
But. Yeah, but the technology didn't exist. But even then, if you had bought a video camera and set it up in front of your TV to watch it and tape it, people would have thought you were nuts. Well,
yeah.
Why's he going to do that? And then you go turn around and have it developed and then watch it on TV again. First of all, the pre-production quality would have been zilch. It would have been awful. But anyway, I'd really like to see someone do that. What I would also like to have is if anyone who is listening to our voice as you are listening to it now, if you have a copy of those VHS tapes, if they exist, if you know where to find some of those, I'd love to have a copy of them to look them over again. And because that was really quite a template to use. Bob Gregory, Oil in Oklahoma. And he did win the Emmy for it. I've Googled it up through the years and tried to look for it. I know we're talking about oil, but we're talking about travel.
You have to use travel. Oil to travel, right?
We're talking about travel. There you go. What uses more than travel? Than airplanes. But anyway, to kind of get off on a segue there. But
that's okay. We've got plenty of time and plenty of computer disk space.
Well, Jeff, we spent so much time planning tonight's
yeah,
program.
Just keep going. Well, we were talking about New York City, and if you've never been there, I think a lot of people just like the idea of going there. And I hope to someday. And I've known lots of people that go to Chicago, and we're talking about traveling, places to travel in the U.S. There's a lot of good places to check out in the States. But when you think about traveling, what's the, at least for me, my mind, I go, Jamaica. I want to go to
the Caribbean.
Caribbean, or, you know, I want to go somewhere like that, you know, where it's beautiful and, or the, you know, the, what's the other one? Aruba.
I did go to Hawaii once. I did go to Hawaii.
Hawaii, yeah.
Yeah,
those
Hawaii
are the
cool.
First things that come to mind. But, you know, what would be some unusual places to just, you know, travel besides the obvious ones where they have the money to market come travel here? I don't know if you noticed this, at least when I'm watching TV, it seems like Arkansas does a really good job of making you feel like they're a tourist state.
Yeah.
But I don't see that in Oklahoma, and there's probably a reason. Maybe they show those commercials in other states, because why are they trying to get me and you to go to Oklahoma?
Yeah, they wouldn't need us to be in Oklahoma, would they?
But I'm just curious.
But intrastate tourism would be great, too. Like, for people who live in this part of the country to go out in western Oklahoma and see the mesas.
Well, that's true.
You know, to go down in the Wichita Mountains and see.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful down there.
The ancient mountains.
Yeah.
It looked like
Wile E. Coyote.
Just dropped gravel and, like, boulder-sized pieces down there. The Quartz
Real
Mountain.
Real boulders, man.
Yeah, Quartz Mountain is what I remember seeing.
Looks like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner should just pop out from behind those boulders.
It really does.
Any moment.
You know, when we went there, this is a neat story. This is travel-related. We were hiking. And it was Larissa, her dad, and her sister, and her husband, and Mia, and I. There were some lizards there, and this lizard just jumped on her foot. And we all just, that was like one of the coolest moments ever. Just, this lizard just jumped on her foot. This big lizard, you know?
Oh, really? A big lizard.
Yeah, and she kind of flinched, but then just stood there, and we all just watched that lizard for 5 minutes.
You know, he wasn't going to bother anybody. He was just hanging out.
It was fun. But, traveling in-state, and also in Arkansas, you can do the diamond mines. Everybody wants to go do that.
Yeah, I've never done that, and that's not that far. It's probably 4 hours from here.
Yeah. You know, you should start doing that. I think you'd be the type of guy to luck out on
that. To find a diamond? I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Been pretty lucky in the last year, I got to say. My luck hasn't been the greatest, but in other ways, you can look at it another way. I've been damn lucky.
Yeah.
But...
Well, what you're looking for, man?
I found Oil in Oklahoma.
Is that what the title of the show is?
Well, I found the book.
His name's Bob Gregory?
Bob Gregory. I doubt that there was ever anything done for wide release, you know, for the consumer.
You could probably find it online, Jeff. I never thought about
that.
Well,
that's what I'm looking for.
It might be on YouTube. But I was...
I know that KTUL has it in their vault because I remember seeing something about it because it was like the anniversary of Bob Gregory's Emmy, and they did a special on Bob and the fact that he had won, and they showed the old video vaults at KTUL, and they still have it, but it's really not it's not something you want to reproduce. And I'm sure you could go through it and digitally remaster all that stuff and make it look a lot better. But by the same token, it'd all be dated. You know, he's going to have the bad tie and the bad hair. Nobody wants to see that. Crooked teeth. You know, we don't want to see your ugly ass, Bob. But anyway, Oklahoma, Bob Gregory video.
So you're just interested in seeing that film again. That doesn't, is it travel related?
Or well, what? No, not really. We were talking about Tulsa, and you mentioned the fact that Tulsa had sprouted from oil, and that's how it all. But I'd like.
But
to,
that reminded you of that series.
Yes. Okay. I'd like to see the film again, the series again, and I'd like to be involved in reproducing that, to remake it, and maybe include some things that hadn't been included before, and just use his as a template. And that's just kind of me dreaming, but that's the sort of thing that people are waiting to spend their to blow their billions on, or just my wacky ideas.
Yeah, that's true.
So there you go. If I get in on it, you're in too.
We might have to just quit this podcast and go into video production next week, man.
We'll just do it from there.
Which, by the way, last week, don't forget, for the first time ever, while you were out.
While I was out.
We went Facebook Live with the band.
Yes.
And that was kind of fun. So
that's fun.
But, yeah, technology.
First time ever. First time ever for them to do acoustic, unplugged.
That's true. And they did a good job. Yeah, I thought they did.
DIY unplugged.
Yeah, and they didn't really practice till that day, and I think we threw them off guard. But that's one thing about that band is they always do what they say they're going to do. We planned that 2 months ago, and you know what? By gosh, they came and they did it, man.
They do. They stand behind their word. Good bunch of guys.
Yeah, we were talking earlier about all those bands that we've known in this area. They all kind of intertwine, know each other. Good bunch of people. It's like I like to say what Vague Vendetta called it, a bamily.
A bamily, yeah.
Well, let's look at some of these, you know, if you just Google some of these places to travel, if you just Google what are the top places to go, that's what I was doing there earlier. I was saying what comes to mind. I think that every human being, or at least most Americans, automatically go right to probably what we're about to say here.
Yeah. Well,
the Great Barrier Reef, that says it's the number one. That I would have thought like New York or Paris or something like that. But Paris is number two. Not to shadow or get away from the Great Barrier Reef, I think that would probably be an amazing experience.
I think it's a good place to go because they don't know how much longer it's going to be around. Maybe in another generation due to global warming and pollution and whatever, it may be gone.
It's so like it's one of the wonders of the world, I guess.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the vanishing wonders of the world.
It may be the wonder of the world, it sounds like.
One of the last remaining ancient natural wonders of the world.
Well, it has incredible scenery. Whether you view it by air or by boat, I'm sure there's all kinds of diving and snorkeling. And I don't think you have to worry about sharks or anything like that.
I'd totally snorkel it. I mean, I'm...
I like to say that again. I'd totally snorkel
it, dude.
I would totally snorkel that, man.
Gnarly. Be some gnarly snorkeling, dude. I would. I'd go out there.
Yeah, I've never done that kind of stuff.
Do the glass bottom boat thing or whatever.
Yeah, I've never done anything like that before, so I would totally get into that.
Yeah, it'd be a great thing to do. Hamilton Island, I'm not sure where that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I just read that, too.
Some destination there. But the Great Barrier Reef, is probably several hundred, if not a thousands of miles long.
This
I don't
would
know.
Be cool. You know what I want? I'm just going to jump right to number two. And I just kind of had this weird thought. Like, if you went to Paris is number two. I can see you. It'd be cool if you, like, dressed like one of the locals there and wore the beret. If you carried around, like, an easel and some paints, you would pass for that artist guy
so.
In Paris, I think. Maybe I'd just...
Carry on a poodle.
Well... That's what I think of.
French poodle.
Since I've never been to Paris, I think when you go there, you get off a plane, and as soon as you walk out of the airport, there's all these like guys painting you going, You know, speaking. No, that's probably Italy that I'm thinking. But.
Well, Paris is it's a city of culture. Certainly.
It's a bucket list for everything.
I'd like to go to Paris. I really would.
The magnetic city of light draws travelers looking to cross the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame off their bucket lists. But what they fall in love with is the quaint cafes, vibrant markets, and trendy shopping districts.
Well, an unmistakable je ne sais
quoi. I would say that Paris would probably be, you could probably be easily entertained no matter who you are.
If I had to pick five places in Europe to go, that would definitely be one of them.
Yeah. I want to spit off the Eiffel Tower.
I want to hack a greenie off the Eiffel Tower, Professor.
A hanger. Okay, number three. I'm kind of ashamed. I don't really know what. I haven't heard much about this place. Well, I've probably seen it on TV 100 times. I just Bora Bora.
Bora Bora. It's an island paradisical destination. I think the cat that made this up, or it had to be a woman, because you got Paris, you got Bora Bora. And, you know,
what would it be if it was a guy?
A dude, it would be something to do with food and sports. But New York would have been at the top of the list because you've got, or L.A., because you got women in bikinis.
Padre Island.
Padre, there
yeah,
you
party,
go.
Yeah, party destination.
Yeah, the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, this is pretty typical, right? Everything we're looking at here is like, yeah. You know, of course.
Very romantic. So, Paris is romantic.
Right after Bora Bora, Bora Bora is Florence, number five. Now that's a good one. I think
Tokyo?
I would do that. I would like to see Tokyo.
Tokyo.
And that Mount Fuji, isn't that close
Mount
to
Fuji?
That?
That's a picture of Mount Fuji in the background there that we're looking at.
That's pretty impressive.
Mount Fuji is a volcano.
You know what? That's right. It's the biggest volcano in the world, I think. It's just in Japan.
And it does interrupt every now and then.
Well, if you look at that photo, what would you think would happen if that puppy just blew for real? Would it reach Tokyo?
It'd be a bad scene. Oh, yeah.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I think it's probably in the shadow of... Tokyo is probably in the shadow of Fuji. Now, you can still climb to the top of it.
I mean, you got to be in shape to do that. That's like it's not their Mount Everest, but it's pretty serious hike.
I think it's 3 miles walk up. I don't know if you can go to the top, but you can hike Mount Fuji.
Well, this sounds interesting. They call this says the archaeological capital of the Americas, Cusco. Did I say that right?
Cusco.
Is it Cusco? I don't even know where that's at.
Well, if it says Machu Picchu, so I think that's Peru. Be my guess.
Machu Picchu. There was a neat series on OETA about them finding that. London.
Number seven in
London. London would be fun for like 5 minutes, and then I'd be like, I wish I would have went to Paris.
I think you probably need to do those two together.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to go to London because you're seeing a foreign country, but they speak English. They even speak English better than we do. Much better, in fact. But you'd still get to see... It's a very, very ancient city. So you could see a lot of old stuff, too. And, you know, I think it'd be fun to see Buckingham Palace, the crown jewels.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
What about number eight, Rome?
Rome is another place.
The Colosseum.
2,000 years old.
I think that would be a really neat thing to experience.
You know what the Colosseum's made out of? This isn't a setup, by the way.
What?
And what kind of rock?
No, I don't. Is it from like?
It'll surprise you.
No, go ahead and say.
Concrete.
They made it concrete.
It's made out of concrete. And it was dead. It was hard to make concrete. They had to make the lime mine the lime, quarry the lime, and then pound it, and then bake it to make the concrete, make the cement, the raw cement, and then the concrete is actually the aggregate. It's the cement and the sand and the gravel.
They did a good job because it's still there.
Yeah, 2,000 years later, and people are still talking. We're still talking about it.
Yeah.
People still go to see it.
Well, look, it took us a while, but we got down here to what I was saying. Number nine, New York City.
Number nine. New York City is number nine, below Tokyo and Rome.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think of this one when we were talking earlier. Maui.
Maui. I didn't go to Maui. I went to Oahu. I didn't go to Maui.
So Maui's in Hawaii.
Maui is in Hawaii.
And that's not the capital, right?
One of the five,
right?
Big islands.
No. What's the capital of Hawaii?
Honolulu. Honolulu's on Maui. Maui is Maui. I mean, Honolulu is on Oahu. And Maui is an island to itself.
You know what the capital of Peking is?
Capital of Peking.
Bangkok. No. Childhood joke.
Dump.
Yeah. Okay, Cape Town.
Cape Town, Zalabarga. I've never been to Zalabarga.
That sounds boring, doesn't it? I know people. Anybody who's traveled listening to me right now is probably going yelling at their radio. Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up, dude.
Yeah, they're too. But, they're too rich if they've traveled that much.
Or they're professionals at it, you know.
Yeah,
like,
if you're that bored, you need to get a job.
Oh, here we go. Number 12. Barcelona.
Football. Actually, Kellen, Kellen Davis, one of
our bear hunter,
one of our favorite guests. I think he had an opportunity to play pro football in Barcelona. I'm not for sure, but I think he did. The Barcelona Dragons have a professional NFL football team.
Not to change gears here, but, you know, I brought him up last week because we all talked about whether or not we believed in ghosts.
Oh, yeah?
And he had a great ghost story.
He had a great ghost story.
And
we'll get him to tell it sometime.
Well, he did tell it, I thought, on the show. Or no, it was between.
It was when we were already finished. Yeah, we didn't talk about it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I thought we recorded it. But what was interesting is I never said I did or didn't believe in ghosts because I have never seen one.
Yeah.
But Halloween's over, so
Halloween's over. Oh, by the way, before we get any further, I want to do a shout out to my friend and one of my favorite nurses, Cindy Jackson, at Dr. Nolawaika's office. Hello, Dr. Nolawaika, to you too. Since you had your hands inside my chest on my beating heart, it's a pleasure. I'm glad you did a good job, and thank you for that. But hello, Cindy, to you and your family for becoming new members, new friends of the Dr. Jeffrey and the Madman Show. So keep listening and pass us around. If you
thanks
know Cindy,
for taking care of Jeff.
Yeah, thanks a lot for taking care of Jeff. So we, if you know Cindy, give her a shout out. Dr. Nolawaka's office at Mercy Hospital in Fort Smith, Arkansas. So
I want to shout
Cindy
out
Jackson.
To, are you done?
Yeah.
Shouting out. I want to shout out to your friends you introduced me to. Don Clifton.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, Don, man.
And Zombie.
Lightning
to meet
Don
those
Clifton
guys.
And the Zombie, yes.
Now, what I will say that I'm going to remember most about Don is he's from that town, Washington, in the state Seattle.
That's right.
I think that's where he's from.
Yeah, I think he mentioned something about that.
Yeah. Well, nice to meet them.
We sat around out at Pete Bass Playground at Roy Park and talked for another hour and a half the other day when we had to let you go back to work.
Well, he promised that he would be a guest someday. It was inconvenient for him to come that time.
Yeah, not to put you on the spot, Don. But, you know, we'd love to have you on sometime when you have the opportunity.
Now, Seattle, we both have been there.
Yes.
I'm glad we brought him up because that made me think. We haven't talked like we're big travelers. We haven't been a lot of places. Pretty content with staying here. I would like to go lots of places, but it seems like life keeps you busy doing one thing.
It does.
But we both have been to Seattle.
Been to Seattle. I spent a little time there, about 5 days, I think.
I think it's a neat town. I think that Seattle Space Needle it's a landmark now.
Well, yeah, it's one of the icons of America. I didn't get to spend as much time in Seattle as I would have liked. Also another city that is in the shadow of a great volcano.
Mount Rainier.
Rainier.
Yeah.
Mount Rainier.
I've been to the top of that mountain.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I did not. I didn't even get to see it. It was all covered up in fog when I was there. So here's one that's coupled with the Great Barrier Reef, number 13, Sydney.
Why go, it says. It's there's just a lot of landmarks. Warm, sunny climate, ideal for enjoying local beaches and whatever all that crap is.
I like Coogee and Bondi. Coogee Beach and Bondi Beach.
Okay.
If I have some friends named Beach, if they ever had twins, they should name them Coogee and Bondi.
That's a good one. Hello, I'm Coogee Beach.
Coogee Beach.
And you know what? I'm a son of a beach.
Yeah. Yeah, they've heard that one before, yeah. I'm sure. Pismo. No. This is Pismo Beach.
Well, number 14, I've heard of this town several times. Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
America. You know, South America wouldn't be a bad place to go. There's a lot there. And it's not quite as far as going clear across the pond, I guess.
Rio's Carnival. Carnival is much like Mardi Gras. I don't know if they have it at the same time. I think they do. But it's, I think it's a lot wilder than Mardi Gras. And that's actually saying something. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
Never have.
You should go. You and your wife.
We've talked about going there.
Yeah, don't go with the idea that you're just going to be there one day.
Okay? You want to be there a long time.
Well, plan for 3 days. Plan for 3 days. And, you know, go with the idea that you're going for 3 days.
Hope for the best, expect the worst.
And expect that there's a good possibility that you may stay for 9. Because it only lasts 7, but you got to put a day on either end of that just to make sure. You know, bail might be a little more expensive than you think. No, it's a great town. It's a good time. I've been twice. I went once with a zombie one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and we had a great time. And then I went another time. I happened to be down there after, Hurricane Katrina.
Did you go volunteer?
No, I was driving a truck at that time. I was right after I'd quit teaching high school and I wanted to do something different, so I was driving a truck. And I got down there and couldn't get a load out. So I had to wait until... So I just stayed a couple of days and did Mardi Gras. But it was in a different part of the area than... first time I went was in New Orleans, in the French Quarter proper. So I did Mardi Gras the Mardi Gras way. And then the next time I went was kind of in a suburb. It was in Slidell, which is not far from New Orleans, but still it's not like being in downtown New Orleans and on Mardi Gras. So I'd get both ways.
Well, we're going to stop there, come back, talk about some more places to travel. Dr. Jeffrey and the Madman.
Be right back. We're back. Dr. Jeffrey and the Madman.
And the Madman.
We got some travel jams going on in the background here. With our Yamaha Rhythm Master. Hey, if anybody knows how to play one of these old 70s, somebody gave us this thing, or didn't give it to me, but to the studio, and it's an old-fashioned 70s era, one of the organs that has an upper and lower deck, but it has horns, it has flutes, it has obviously rhythm, and right now it has the Madman on it. And if anybody really knows how to play this thing, it'd be really cool if you could come up. You have a standing invitation to come up and play this thing for us sometime. Madman, I don't know what any of these colors mean on the monitor here. I don't know what any of those colors mean. Does that mean...
That means we're jamming.
We're freaking it out.
No, that's actually good.
Okay. Good.
Good stuff. So, with that, we'll just kind of turn that off.
That's our intro to the Yamaha Organ Master. And we're back. Travel. Back with the travel special. What else were we talking about?
Well,
we had something else.
You had mentioned that you hadn't been to Florida.
Oh, yeah. I've never been to Florida.
A couple other local... You know, when I say local, I mean the U.S.
Yeah, domestic. I've never been to any of the New England states. I tell you what I would like to do, and I'd really like to do this, is to take get on a plane, fly to, say, just because that's the first big city that comes to mind, maybe spend 3, 4, 5 days there. Then get on a train and go up the eastern seaboard and visit some of those cities. You know, like stop in one of the Carolinas, see those old seaport towns, and just eat seafood every day. Every day. And, you know, go to see some of the old tobacco plantations. And just really get an experience for what the East Coast of America was like. Because my family, when we went on a lot of nice vacations when I was a kid, when my friends couldn't always go. My folks always made sure that we got to travel and see things. And I'm not talking about going to Egypt, but I'm talking about a nice family vacation where we'd be gone from 5 to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. We might go tour Missouri. We went to California. We've been all over Texas. I remember going to see the Painted Desert and the Petrified Forest and, you know, Carlsbad Caverns in the southwestern United States. I'll get off of that. But my point is I'd like to see the East Coast because I've seen the West Coast, pretty much seen everything. Now, there are things out there I'd like to see, too, again. But never been east. So that's one of my bucket list things is to take a month, if I can afford it sometime, and fly to Miami and look Miami over for a few days, take the tours, be a tourist.
Work your way up the coast.
Yeah, go up the coast and just get on a train. I like the idea. The reason I say train, I like the idea of a train because you're letting somebody else drive. You don't have to worry about being lost. You can get all you want to eat. If you want to go take a nap, you can go do that. And you're still traveling. And if you just tell the conductor, I think, if there is such a thing as a conductor, you can just tell them, say, hey, you know, Janet or whatever the conductor's name is, I want to get off on one of these little ports here up the coast somewhere. And just get out and look around and spend the night, B&B it. And I just think it'd be a really cool thing to do and a unique vacation and go see it that way.
Yeah, but I've never been. Take your time, go up the coast, check everything out.
Never been to any of the New England states necessarily, for any length of time anyway. I'd like to go, you know, we talked about Boston and Massachusetts. I'd like to do that. Martha's Vineyard. I've never been to Rhode Island or, you know, New Hampshire. Any of those states, I don't really know that much about any of them. Maine, you know, it gets pretty cold in Maine pretty quick, so you'd have to, there'd be a pretty short window for you to hit. I'd also like to take the Trans-Canadian Railway and go all the way across Canada on a train.
I've never done any traveling by train.
Very little. I went one time. I went to Washington, D.C., which I would also like to go back and do again. I'd love to go see D.C. and do the tourist traps. I let people talk me out of that before. And we mentioned that before. People look down their nose and wrinkle their nose about, he's doing all the tourist traps. I'm a tourist. I've never seen any of it. That's why they call us tourists, is because we've never been there.
Exactly.
I don't care if you think I'm a tourist. I want to see that stuff. So, anyway, I'd like to go back to D.C. sometime and see that. Maybe make that part of my East Coast swing. You know, it's not that far out of the way. Chesapeake Bay isn't, but...
It's okay to dream, man.
Those are domestic destinations. I mean, we don't think about Canada as being overseas. It is another country. But we don't really think about it that way, or I don't. It's just America light, you know. It's kind of our turd cousin that doesn't really want to work, that wants to live with the aunts and uncles.
Well, I've always thought, you know, Colorado. I don't remember if I was a kid going through there. I went there a couple years ago. It was one of the most captivating things to go to the Rocky Mountains.
It's beautiful up there. Really,
you
is.
Think just because we're close, it's part, you know, it really does pull you in. It makes you want to not ever leave. What? You just want a cabin out there in the middle of that park. You know, you never want to leave. Just give me cable, internet, and enough food to stay out there for a year. It'd probably be all right, you know.
It's after very that, expensive to live in Denver. But I mean, I understand why. Because it's so close to all those snow sports. Not that I'd ever do any of those things, but it's
Denver is a huge town. Very huge town.
The cosmopolitan city.
I always thought Denver was like Tulsa. You know, not a huge town, but like, you know, a good-sized city. It's not. It's like Dallas.
Yeah, it's big. It's
big.
Yeah, that could be their motto. Denver, it's big.
There you go. The thing I remember most is when you're taking I-70 from the east side of the state going towards Denver, is just how bare it is.
South of Denver, south of Colorado Springs.
You could see an antelope out there, and it looked like the tip of a pencil holding it at the end of your arm. I mean, just a little tiny antelope out there.
Yeah. It might as well be paved. It's so flat.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But the that's what I'm saying. Even that part was just so new and interesting. But the mountains, you can't, I just can't explain it. You just have to be there.
What know. About when you're, first time you go? Remember the first time you went?
Yeah.
And you're driving along, and if you're like us, if you drove from Oklahoma, it's a long way. It's a long way from Oklahoma. You're a good 15 hours from wherever you are in Oklahoma,
it's probably. It's 16 hours nonstop.
Yeah. And but you're just driving along, probably really tired, but I've been driving a long time. And you're flatland, and all of a sudden the Rockies are just there. They just jump up out there. You see them in the distance.
It wakes you up.
But you don't really know what they are until, oh my gosh, that's the Rockies.
You know what's something similar to that is when you're going to the Ouachita Forest. No, not Ouachita, the Ancient Mountains we were just talking
it's
about.
It's either Ouachita or Wichita. I think there are two different ones. There's Ouachita with an O and Ouachita with a W.
Yeah, it's
one of those
well,
two.
Well, let's just say the Quartz Mountain around, I forget the town, but Southwest Oklahoma.
Southwest Oklahoma and around Frederick north of that. Yeah. Gosh, there's...
Those mountains, you just kind of see them and you're like, what? Where's mountains out here on the flat area?
The oldest mountains, maybe the world, certainly in the United States.
Yeah,
They're need to billions look into that, of years old.
I remember when I was there, they... really played up the ancient mountains, and they look ancient.
Yeah,
like
they
I
do.
Said, it just looks like somebody dropped boulders out there. But lots of quartz there, too. I still, you know, after looking at all these, Jeff, I just can't. I don't think I have a favorite place. I think that's how people find a favorite place to travel to.
Start,
they do lots
somewhere
of
else.
Traveling.
Yeah.
And then they find something they really like. I happen to know a couple of folks who like to travel to Italy every year.
Yeah,
and
I know that.
You probably
that
know
couple.
The same couple. Yeah. But they must have finally found what they really like, so that's why they go.
And not only that. They
don't just go, oh, I'm going to go to Hong Kong this year. They enjoy going to that one place.
But that part of Italy is close to like another very exotic country that they go to. Like, and I can't even think of what it is, but it borders another country you never even think about that's so far to the east that it's considered part of the Mideast. Is it Serbia? I mean, I'm not saying that it is, but it seems to me that they do. Yeah, we'll just have to look.
Croatia.
Yeah.
That's what I think we're thinking of, Croatia.
Croatia, yeah. They go to Croatia, and we don't think about Croatia being... when I think of Croatia, I'm thinking way out, you know, way out there, way down yonder where the not so very far off.
Well, the interesting thing about Italy is it's not, I mean, it's close to a lot of, I don't look at the map over there very often, but Romania, Hungary, Austria, Switzerland is not.
Yeah, Romania is further out there than I thought it was.
And, you know, north of it is Germany. It's not that far.
Germany's a lot bigger country than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's about, 300 miles, 200 or 300 miles from the Italy border is where Frankfurt, Germany is. But Germany's not a super big country.
All of Europe is about the same size as the United States, all of Europe except Russia is about the same size as the United States. So that kind of gives you an idea. Russia is itself gigantic.
It is huge.
Oh yeah, it's bigger than all the rest of Europe and Asia put together. So it's huge, Eurasia. I'm not sure exactly what qualified
is
Eurasia.
To me, traveling is such a big thing. I mean, it just sometimes it just kind of feels like it's unachievable for someone like me. I don't know what I'm trying to say when I say that, but I just don't do it very
often. Well, it just hasn't happened.
I went
for
to
you
Kansas
yet.
Last weekend, and it was a big deal. You know, it was just
yeah.
a big deal.
Well, there's different kinds of travel too. You don't just throw your stuff in a duffel bag and head to Croatia. And that's the kind of travel that I'm used to. You know, you could do that pretty much anywhere in the United States. You could just throw your stuff in a duffel bag and head off across the United States.
Yeah. speaking of putting all your stuff in a duffel bag and taking off.
Right.
This was an inspiring series for me, and it's one of the first things I binge watched on Netflix. Even got Linus into this. The Long Way Around. It's Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor. He and a buddy took motorcycles and drove around the world.
I think I've seen
part of that. Do you remember this?
Maybe an episode
or two. It was a miraculous thing to just do. But it proves that, you know, traveling takes money. They had the money to do it. They set it out. They set it out and did it. Now, I think it would have been, my speed would be more like, I just want to take a four-wheel drive and do it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what they did, is they had the camera guys follow them in these nice SUVs, like a couple of them.
Yeah, that's my style.
And I think that the way they did it is they did it to enjoy the motorcycle ride. I think for me, I could spend a whole year doing it. They did it in like, I don't know, a month or two. 19,000 miles, it says.
Whoa.
And they
you think
did
about
it.
That for
they're,
a,
they're
on
pretty
a motorcycle.
Tough. That's a pretty tough dude to do that.
I rode motorcycles as a kid. And the smaller bike that you ride, the more they beat you up. But you can't ride a big, heavy bike on the places they went. I can see.
Well,
you know, you're talking about a 400
or
a 500.
They didn't like take Harleys, but they had these BMW motorcycles.
Yeah, those adventure bikes.
And
they're designed for it, though. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
They were heavy, it looked like.
But they'll beat you up.
I can't remember 20, how
what I was
long.
Getting around to is 19,000 miles. Is a long way on a motorcycle. That is a long trip.
It was an interesting show, and you know, I think that it's human nature to want to travel and see. I mean, how long did it take us to figure out the world was round? You know, there's still. I mean, we don't even know how.
Wait. The world is round.
You didn't know that? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Like a donut.
Yeah. Well, you know what. I can't actually say I've seen it for myself because I've never been to the moon yet.
Not yet.
That could just be all smoke and mirrors, Jeff.
Right.
It could be flat. Now you got me thinking.
Yeah. And that big hoax when they've talked about sending people to the moon. Okay, Charlie Borman.
McGregor. I just closed it. I'm sorry, but
no, that's cool. I'd like.
I was going to go back into our, you know, talking about other places to travel. But those guys really had the right idea. They went and saw it. They interacted with the people. And one of the really neat things he did is when they were going through one of the areas. They did another one where they drove through Australia. They went from Scotland to Madagascar. Or, you know, they just did another short one from north to south. But the one where they went around the world was really cool because, I mean, they did it. And Ewan McGregor, he brought his wife out halfway through it and got her a motorcycle, and she did part of it.
She's pretty hot.
I don't... You know what? You'd think Ewan McGregor would be... Yeah, I guess she was. I don't know. She was
kind
of
putting you on
the
spot.
Well, he's very...
Your wife listens to this.
Well, think about this. Have you ever seen Ewan McGregor with his wife?
No.
He kind of shields his family, and he talks about
it. Well, they do
that.
You know.
He shields her so... I tell you this, she couldn't really ride a motorcycle. She crashed a lot. And then she like quit. She quit.
You know? She was ready to go home after crashing a few times.
She's like, screw this, have fun. I'll see you when you get back.
Well, I think it would be fun to see the United States in that way, but not to leave from Oklahoma. Because, let's face it, everywhere I have ever been in a car has been leaving from Oklahoma. I have seen all the flatlands I care to see.
Right.
I have seen all the wasteland, all the flyover states I want to see. I would go to either coast or the north or south and do it that way. And it'd be pretty cool to go across the Gulf Coast and then, you know, fly across Texas and go across. And I've actually been that way. I don't want to see anything west of Texas, Arizona, California. I don't need to see any of that anymore. So I would like to see it in a car. It would be fun to me to drive up the
East
Coast.
That's what I think. I think if I had a car, I could crash in, like a van, SUV.
Yeah.
Carry your tent, something, you know, something where if you wanted to stop.
Like a Winnebago or something.
Well, not even really that. Just something that got, you know, like a Explorer or a Suburban.
Yeah.
You know, for.
Well, you can sleep in my car for that matter.
Yeah, that's true.
Pull the little seat back and rack. I do that regularly.
I actually have slept in your car. You just don't know.
Okay. As long as that's all you were doing.
Yeah. Well,
what was that show?
Yeah,
that movie
just got weird.
What was that movie with Marky Mark and the goofy guy where they were cops, and those homeless guys kept getting in his
Prius
and doing terrible things.
They're cops.
Yeah, they're cops, and they're the worst cops in the whole precinct. It's a funny show.
Is it Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, yes.
Will
Ferrell and Marky Mark.
The other guys.
That's it. And Eva Mendes is the wife. And oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, they get to the end and there's this big shootout and a bunch of drug lords and they're just kind of dumb. Or one of them's good, one of them's dumb, right?
Well, they're both dumb, but Will Ferrell is the dumber of the two. but the homeless guys, these bums keep seeking out Will Ferrell's Prius and doing nasty things.
Oh, crapping in it?
Having sex in it.
Oh, okay.
Having an orgy in it, if I'll go ahead and say it.
Right. Anyway, well, it's a movie. It's a comedy. Yeah, but still, you're not saying anything. Shouldn't offend anybody, you know.
I don't know how that came about. But anyway, they're sleeping in it. I don't know what kind of car would you choose for something like that? To go across the United States, not to have sex with bums.
I would probably choose a Jeep Renegade, man.
Renegade?
Something small, gets good gas mileage, haul my stuff in. Because honestly, if I did it the right time of year, I really think I would just map it out and I would stop places where I could sleep outside and just get the whole experience. And I think I would start, you know, I know we're dreaming.
Yeah.
I probably would start from where I live, but they have a lot of ultimate tour of the U.S. routes you can take. And I don't really know. I think I would I wouldn't stick to it like glue. I'd probably follow something like that, but I would, you know, venture off and just kind of, I would want to see the states before I travel around the world.
Yeah, follow the
Grateful
Dead. And
I think a lot of people have done that, and I don't mean to retire and drive around in an RV. But I think I could take 2 or 3 months of retirement and just drive around and go do whatever I want, get my feel, and then come home and
Well, I
and
like
just
being at home,
it.
Too, you know, that enjoy.
Exactly.
But I would, to go do your thing for a couple of weeks and then come home for a week.
Well, like,
then leave for a few more weeks, you know,
like
go back and forth.
Start into September and try to get back before Thanksgiving type thing, you
This
know?
Is the thing that I think I would like. This is a Mercedes Sprinter. And it's like a little mini SUV or RV, and it's got you could lay down in there. It's got berths, got bunks, and you can see the
it's like a nice vehicle with a camping gear in it.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's like the old customized vans, except super nice now. And there's kind of a shot of it. There's the galley, and that says sofa, but that's not right. Anyway, that's the oven and the. Folds
it
down.
It looks like a house.
It does.
I mean,
for
small vehicles, it looks like a large van, but you could probably camp 4 people with it. Maybe.
Oh, easy. Yeah, you and your wife and child would have a great time in something like that. That'd be perfect for a couple and their 2 kids or something. That'd be perfect.
Well, it's just fun to dream about stuff like that, but
you could probably get in something like that for, you know, $100K.
It'd be very educational for me.
Oh yeah,
to travel even around the U.S., much less drive motorcycles around the world. When those guys did that, I tell you, I just had a. It gave me. I could not, you know, go into bed, wake up in the morning. I thought about it every day. Just what, you know, what's the next episode? I can't. These guys are so cool that they're doing that.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
But
be something I would have done. I would have been more comfortable doing when I was 23 instead of 53.
I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I flew over it once.
I've been to the Grand Canyon.
I've never been to Washington, D.C. that I can remember.
I would love to go back to D.C.
I would like to go somewhere where the water is blue and super clear and the, you know, beach sand is
like
powder.
Yep, yep,
right?
Yep.
British Virgin Islands, that's something I never heard of. Bali. San Francisco. I'd like to drive across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Done that?
We're dreaming now, aren't we?
I've been to San Francisco. I lived in San Francisco.
Argentina. Patagonia. That looks beautiful.
It does. Look at
Budapest.
The glacier.
I've never thought about that. I would probably enjoy that. I would like to learn as much as possible about all the cultures and, you know.
Yeah. I don't really want to go anywhere where the weather's harsh. It needs to be. I don't want anything super hot or super cold or super humid, any of that.
Well, but earlier you mentioned this. Where could you go without a passport?
There we go. That's what I was looking for. That's a good way to wind up.
I found five places that you can do that are considered exotic that you can go without a passport. Number one, Puerto Rico. I'd like to be in Puerto Rico. Check it out.
Somebody was talking to me about Puerto Rico today. It was my friend Cindy Jackson.
What were you talking about?
She said that she and a friend went to Puerto Rico and that she liked it, but their jungles weren't what she expected. She expected there to be wilder animals there, and they had some snakes, but they didn't have...
As much of a jungle or whatever.
Yeah, she said they had palm trees, but everything else looked like it did around here. But they didn't have any... she goes, at least we have bears here. We were talking about our bear show.
Bears, huh?
Yeah, she hasn't yet, but we were talking about our different shows. I said we had a guy on who had been bear hunting, and she mentioned that she had been to Puerto Rico and that there were snakes there. They ziplined and etc. But anyway, yes, Puerto Rico. I have some other friends who went down there and lived a year, and she was a nurse. She was a travel nurse, so she and her husband went down there and stayed for a while, and that was pretty cool. That was, gosh, who was that? Man, I'll think of it here in a minute. Oh, it was Sandra Francis. Sandra Francis and her husband, and I can't think of his name. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of blanking out tonight.
Well, I just pulled up the map for Puerto Rico, and I knew it was a small island, but I didn't realize it's only about 50 miles wide. Well, 25, 30 miles one way, maybe 60 miles the other way. It's like a rectangle almost.
That's pretty small.
It's not. Yeah, see the legend down here? That's 20 miles. If you had to, you could probably walk from one end to the other in a couple weeks. I can. You know?
Now, that'd be the thing to do if you were looking to... If you really want to get on a motorcycle, that would be... Yeah. Or get a Jeep, a convertible.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That'd be fun to like take some, like you said, motorcycles or mopeds or even bicycle. You
know? I did the moped thing in Hawaii.
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, I rode it down inside of... Diamond Head, the volcano. There I was, 240 pounds probably, or 250 at that time, riding a Yamaha 60 scooter. And but I'd do it again.
Well, you know how we were talking about crime and how Tulsa had all those murders in one day? When you compare us to some other places in the world, it makes it look like we're... heaven.
Oh yeah,
there's some serious problems outside of our country in some of these places where it's just common. You know, the criminals actually and the police work together, I think, in a lot of these.
The police are criminals in some places,
That's a good way of putting it. But San Juan is the capital. I don't know how we got stuck on that, but I think we're both interested in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
You can go there without a passport.
Without a passport.
That was the reason we were talking about this.
United States Virgin Islands?
Can go there because it's in the United States, so we'll just kind of skip that. Northern Mariana Islands. Where in the heck is that?
Mariana Islands.
Northern Mariana Islands. Well, we're just going to have to map that one. I'm curious now. That it says that's an exotic place, so...
Micronesia. Mariana, I think it's out in the...
Northern Mariana Islands.
Pacific Ocean somewhere.
Okay, Pacific. Well, let's see.
Town.
Northern Mariana...
There you go.
Islands. Okay, let's check it out. Well, that looks really small. They're Saipan? Wow, Jeff, look how far away that is. It's north of Guam.
It's out there by Guam. Now, Guam is really tiny. Okay. Oh, it's way out there
so
by the Philippines.
So it's south of Japan. It's between Japan and Australia.
Yeah, that's a long way.
It is way out there. Now, doesn't that... I think that...
British Virgin Islands always has
You've heard of claustrophobia? I think that on an island that small, out in the middle of nowhere, I would get world claustrophobia. You know, just being on a little island like that. Man, that's
I've known
small.
People who went to
Guam
to work for newspapers, and people who've gone out there who'd married people in the service, and gone to Guam and lived. A woman I knew right out of college, she moved to Guam to work for a small newspaper. She worked for Stars and Stripes.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she just stayed, married one of the locals, and she's been there ever since, as far as I know. Bernadette Stern was her name. Hi, Bernadette, if you can hear me.
Jeff's doing some shout-outs today.
Here we go,
man.
Yeah, man.
Well, let's finish up here. We're about out of time, but I wanted to look at these other places that you don't need a passport. Now, okay, let's kind of...
Guam was another.
Well, Northern Mariana Islands, is that... where is that... Who owns it?
It's a protectorate of the United States. It's be like it being a state.
So that's part of the U.S.
Yeah, technically.
70-foot deep waters are home to sea turtles and reef sharks. Well, it sounds interesting, but I'm telling you, man, I wouldn't want to stay there more than 2 or 3 days. That'd be like weird. It's just so small. Guam.
Yeah, after you've eaten all the hamburger joints there, it's time to go.
Yeah, it sounds like you'd see everything in a couple of days anyway. Yeah. A lot of these look like you mentioned, it's part of our territories because we've been to war there, and maybe we got an air base.
We still have
there,
air bases right? Yeah. There. I know we do in Guam.
The American Samoa. Did I say that right, you think?
The largest source of income is U.S. military is Navy. Coast Guard and Air Force bases make up 1/3 of the total land area. That's Guam.
There's 2 Lovers Point where people jump off. The average cost per night in Guam is $200 a night. And really,
bad.
If you're going there, you know, if you're only going there once, you could save up, and that's not really
that bad.
That bad. I've paid near $100 to stay in some roach motels and didn't know it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. There's going to need to be more for me there than a military base and a 70-foot sinkhole for me to fly all the way across the ocean. It's closer, much closer to the Philippines than it is to the United States. So
yeah.
If you're on your way to the Philippines, strap over in Guam and where?
I'm going to look up the American Samoa just to find out where that is. And like always, I feel like I'm learning something, and I hope listeners did too if you haven't heard of this. When's the last time you thought of where you could travel without an American passport?
I've wondered, but it's been a while. And the Virgin Islands, I didn't know that. All right, I think I did know that. I had a friend who wanted to go. He was getting ready to graduate from law school, and he was going to take his girlfriend. And she dumped him just out of the blue. It was really shocking to all of us. He wanted to go, and he's like, you know, I've got this ticket. Turns out the ticket wasn't transferable. So he wound up, I could either pay for the ticket and go with him or not pay and not go. And he wasn't going to pay for it twice. I don't blame him. So he went by himself, and I think he had a really good time. But that's my ticket, my story about the British Virgin Islands. The American Virgin Islands. It was the American Virgin Islands.
Now that's... pretty interesting, the American Samoa Island. It is an island that's, what, maybe 10 miles wide. The thickest part of it is probably 4 miles.
Probably mostly jungle.
There is nothing there that I can see that it just...
You know what I bet they have that's above everything else? They probably have some really cool bars.
Probably.
Because there's nothing else to do.
I mean, what do you think? There can't be more than a few thousand people there.
No. Well, there's not enough room.
Yeah, that's what my point is it's just so small. And, you know, listeners, you can't see this, but when you're looking at the American Samoa and you zoom out on Google Earth, the map starts to get round before you see where it's at on the globe.
Yeah.
That's how far out. It's close to Fiji, which...
Way down yonder.
Look at that. There is nothing out there.
It is east of Australia about 3,000 miles.
Yeah. It's 2,000 or 3,000 miles out in the middle of nowhere. And that's, you know, Man, if you aren't really thinking hard now about where to go in the world after listening to us, then you just might not be a traveler, you know?
Right.
That'd be okay because I don't think I am either. But I had fun and I feel like I learned something.
Yeah,
and that's part of why I enjoy doing this, Jeff. I actually learned something about some of these areas, and that's a long way to go to not have a passport, isn't it?
Excuse me for dropping my change on the counter. Yeah,
I think our listeners are used to us making plenty of racket in here.
Eating things and, you know,
playing
whistling.
The organ and accordion. Need to get on that again one of these days.
That's it. Yeah, you haven't played the...
not in a while.
You haven't played the accordion in a while.
Well, I certainly had fun. And
it's been fun. We're over an hour now. Thanks for listening with us, guys.
Yeah, and...
it's good to be back. It's good to have something to visit with. Always have a good time with the Madman.
Yeah,
this
was
started this
education.
Just to have fun, and as long as it is fun, we'll continue to do it. Let us hear from you on drjeffreyandthemadman.com. You can drop us a message. I know where our links all over the place on that website, on our email, on our
Facebook pages.
We
appreciate all the local people listening to, and the ones far away. The guy that's from that town, Washington, in the state of Seattle. You know, he seems like a pretty good Alpha fan. He listens to a lot of our shows, and it's really glad to meet you, and I can't wait to have you back on. And we've been saying this every week, and we're going to try hard to get back in touch with our friends, the 357 band, and that'd be great to hear them come play some songs. So looking forward to that, and, you know, it's not like we don't have time. We'll be here next week.
We'll be here next week, and with that,
whatever we want, or listen to somebody jam, right, Jeff?
That's right. Come back and see us, good folks. With that, good night, Dr. Jeffrey and the Madman.